This is KCUR. Northeast Kansas City has a concentration of social services, such as soup kitchens, shelters, and health centers, and the services tend to draw large numbers of the needy and homeless to the neighborhoods there. Residents have been trying to deal with some of the accompanying issues, such as excess trash and property damage. Their latest effort centered on a so-called food-sharing city ordinance. As KCUR's Laura Ziegler reports, the city council recently defeated the ordinance, and now residents are looking at what to do next.
Brett Schaffner and I are hiking along a well-worn trail down to one of the many homeless camps in the woods along Cliff Drive. Schaffner is kind of a scruffy young man, but he's built like a fire hydrant, and he's taken on the challenge of restoring these historic woodland parks that overlook the train tracks and the industrial Missouri River bottoms.
There's a constant flow of people up and around this trail.
Pushing back these thick berry bushes in Buckeye is like pulling back a curtain on a naturalist nightmare. There are not only styrofoam boxes, plastic, and bottles, but rotting mattresses, tires, even TVs.
Honestly, we're in the phase right now that we're looking at phase one environmental assessments for a brownfield designation because the trash and the illegal dumping is just that horrific in some spots.
We come to an open space. On one side, the remains of a thick stone wall, part of an old brick factory. The mosquitoes are thick. The air is stagnant and humid. In a clearing in the woods, a campsite. There's an office chair, a hanging tarp, two coats draped across some branches. Not far from the fire pit is an overturned vase with some plastic flowers. No one is home.
There was a family staying down here over the winter that we got some help. They had a small child with them, actually, and it was heartbreaking. Now their tent's gone, their stroller and everything else that they had.
Schaffner says no healthy person would choose to live here.
No, I mean, it's... No one wants to live like this, really, like truly.
The recently failed city ordinance evolved in response to those who are making their homes in these woods. So-called ad hoc feeding groups, well-meaning families, churches, or institutions, set up at the rim of the parks and provide takeaway meals. But the problem isn't isolated to Cliff Drive. At the corner of Gladstone and Independence Avenue, people stream off city buses and migrate up neighborhood streets toward Independence Boulevard Christian Church. Every Monday night at 5, the church provides a hot meal and free clothes. Neighbors say the homeless people leave containers and bottles in their yards. They urinate, even defecate, in vacant homes and public buildings. The failed ordinance not only required trash receptacles, but also asked that agencies work together to address the systemic causes of homelessness.
Hey, Mr. Jackson, how are you?
Mike Welch travels 18 miles from north of the river to volunteer here on Mondays. He understands the criticism, but feels a calling to serve the homeless.
I care about them, pray for them. And I would like to see them be able to make that step to where they're a productive part of society.
The ordinance was at the top of the agenda at a recent meeting of the Independence Plaza Neighborhood Association.
Is anybody taking notes?
Gathered around the table in the library of Woodland Elementary School, Chris Homiak said he worried the ordinance could create additional barriers for the most vulnerable. At the same time, he said regulating so-called ad hoc feeding was useful.
There's a lot of suburban groups who come to a drop, feel good, get rid of some guilt, and see some smiling faces and do a photo op kind of thing. I don't think that's really helpful for anybody long term.
The Pendleton Heights neighborhood meeting was going on that same night just across Independence Avenue. The bill was a big talker there as well. Jonathan Harrison and Amy Ritterskamp said it was not easy to discuss because the issue had become divisive.
There's been a lot of, like, attacks. You know,
well, yeah, it's kind of an interesting issue because you don't want to come out and say, don't feed people. But at the same time, I see it as a public health issue.
No one knows better than First District At-Large Councilman Scott Wagner that homelessness is a complex problem. He's been working with residents in the Northeast for over a year and was responsible for the recently failed legislation. He says it was never meant to be a panacea.
An ordinance like this doesn't solve homelessness. What it has done, though, I think, is raise the conversation to really talk about what is it that we want at the end of the day. We begin to spark that conversation with an ordinance like this.
Residents in the Northeast are game for that kind of involvement, but in the meantime, they're left looking for another way to deal with an immediate and acute problem in their backyard. Laura Ziegler, KCUR News.